Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, December the 5th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue to observe the fulfillment of your word. We thank you also that you provide us with the strength that is necessary for our understanding and for our endurance. We come today asking that you would continue to give us that which we need most, so that we might walk according to your will in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm sure that by now you're aware of the fact that the COVID-19 coronavirus is on its way up again. And there are so many people today who are experiencing their first encounter with it. But I thought that I would share with you a couple of articles here that are relevant to understanding exactly what this thing is, or at least some of the symptoms that are revealed therein. The first article that I'd like to share with you is found in the Washington Post, and it was published on the 4th of December, 2020. The writer of the article is Angela Fitz, F-R-I-T-Z. And the title of the article is The COVID-19 Symptoms to Watch Out For. Let me give you that title again. The COVID-19 Symptoms to Watch Out For. As I said before, it's found in the Washington Post. It's quite updated. It was published on the 4th. Of December 2020. All right, let's begin the article. Symptoms of COVID-19, the illness caused by the coronavirus, can range from mild to severe. The most common includes fever, a dry cough, or shortness of breath. But there are other indications you could need to be tested or have a conversation with your doctor. What are the symptoms of COVID-19 or coronavirus? Not everyone experiences the same symptoms, and the order in which they appear can vary. Some people don't show any symptoms. What health experts call asymptomatic cases, but still could spread the virus to others. Although this list is not inclusive of every possible symptom, it includes what physicians and health experts have determined are the most common. Some of these symptoms will coincide with one another. Symptoms of a coronavirus infection can emerge anywhere from 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. And then there is fever, cough, or shortness of breath. These are the highest frequency symptoms of COVID-19. According to a study of symptoms in about 11,000 adults COVID-19 patients, at least one of these symptoms was reported in 93% of the cases. A fever might be the first indication you might have a COVID-19 infection, according to a recent study that looked at the onset of symptoms. The fever itself can range from low grade, maybe only a degree or two higher than normal, to dangerously high. A fever higher than 103 degrees Fahrenheit is considered very high in adults and is a sign of severe infection. You can experience chills in which your body feels cold for no apparent reason. It might be a cozy temperature, but you're still shivering. Chills are most common with a fever or when a fever is coming on, but they don't always coincide with fever. Then there's the cough. The coronavirus is a respiratory illness, so cough is a common symptom, and it can also appear early in the infection. A dry, persistent cough can be a red flag that you have COVID-19. Along with the cough can come shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. COVID-19 can sometimes cause pneumonia, according to Pagnagis, a pulmonary and critical care physician at Johns Hopkins. Pneumonia occurs when air sacs in the lungs fill with fluid, limiting their ability to take in oxygen and causing shortness of breath, cough, and other symptoms. Shortness of breath caused by COVID-19 can be mild or severe enough to require treatment with supplemental oxygen or a ventilator. Catch up on the biggest developments in the pandemic at the end of the day with our free coronavirus newsletter. And that is, of course, a note that this particular Washington Post is telling you. Apparently, they update every single day. All right, continuing. Sometimes the only indication that you might have of a viral infection is a generally sickly feeling, or what physicians call fatigue, a persistent exhaustion that isn't solved by getting more sleep. In extreme cases, people who have suffered from COVID-19 describe having barely enough energy to walk to the bathroom or to the kitchen for a glass of water. Some people report muscle aches or general achiness for no other apparent reason. Fatigue and ache have also been reported by so-called COVID-19 long haulers who continue to experience symptoms of the illness for weeks or months after becoming infected. Then there are headaches. Headache is the most common neurological symptom in COVID-19. Other less common neurological symptoms can include muscle weakness, tingling or numbness in the hands and feet, dizziness, confusion, delirium, seizure, and stroke, according to Harvard Medical School. Then there's the loss of smell or taste, and that is typical in its link to early symptoms of upper respiratory infections, including previous coronavirus strains, because the virus damages the bulbs in your olfactory that are involved in the sense of smell. It appears to be more common for people who have COVID-19, and it's possible to lose your sense of smell or taste while experiencing no other symptom. Another possible symptom is a distorted sense of smell or taste. Richard Doughty, director of the University of Pennsylvania's Smell and Taste Center, told the Washington Post that certain distortions, including one that causes everything to have a fecal-like odor, can make common food and drinks revolting because flavor is tied to sense of smell. Even water can become unpleasant, he said. The distortions are most common in people who are recovering from COVID-19 and starting to get their smell back. According to Justin Turner, medical director at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, smell and trade and taste is one of the most specific indications of the disease. A sore throat, congestion, or runny nose are less frequently associated with COVID-19, but they still occur in enough cases that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention added them to its list. A runny nose was reported by about 7% of adult patients in the study of symptoms frequency, while a sore throat was reported by 35% of the patients. It can be difficult to determine whether these symptoms are as a result of COVID-19 or something more benign, such as allergies. But allergies, which are an overreaction of the immune system to the foreign particles, would not trigger things such as a fever, muscle aches, or chills, according to Sally Jo Bailey, an allergist at Allergy Associates of Northern Virginia in Arlington. Those are the classic signs of a viral infection, such as COVID-19. Then there are stomach issues. Studies found that about half of the coronavirus patients experience at least one gastrointestinal system, which can include loss of appetite, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and abdominal pain or discomfort. In the study of symptoms frequency, diarrhea was the most common gastrointestinal-related symptom in adults and abdominal pain was the least common. Then there's a difference between COVID-19 and the flu. A key difference is the fact that the coronavirus spreads more easily than the flu. Public health officials have encouraged everyone to get vaccinated against the flu this year to help ward off a bad flu season superimposed on a pandemic. And having had a flu shot could also help rule out if you start to experience any of the above symptoms. Ultimately, infectious disease doctors say most people won't be able to tell which illness they have. Common warning signs for both include fever, cough, chills, and shortness of breath. The one symptom that's common with COVID-19, but not with the flu, is the loss of taste and smell. But not everyone with COVID-19 experiences that symptom. And experts warned that someone with allergies or a cold might also struggle to smell because they have had a stuffy nose. Absent a loss of taste or smell, most patients will need a nasal swab to get a proper diagnosis. Now that's the end of that first article found in the Washington Post and published on the 4th of December, 2020. The title of the article is The COVID-19 Symptoms to Watch Out For. And I thought I would just share that with you because there might be some difficulty that you might have in finding the answers to those problems. Now, that article was contributed by Michael Sadler, Sadler, Allison Chu, Chiu, and Marissa Atti, Iati. All right. Incidentally, while we're on that subject, let me just say that if you go to the Seventh-day Adventist website, you'll find that they have issued an official statement regarding vaccines. It would be interesting if you would just go and read it for yourself. They're making the point that they encourage responsible immunizations and that they have not, they also say they have no faith-based reason to discourage believers from participating in immunization programs. But I would suggest that you go read that entire article for yourself, all right? Okay, now the next article I'd like to share with you is found in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, better known as the CDC. And this one was published back on November the 27th, 2020. And the title of that article is Coronavirus Disease 2019 or COVID-19. Here's some of that article. Older adults and people who have certain underlying conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes are at risk of severe illness from COVID-19 illness. And then it has a subtext here which says, know how it spreads. And here's what it says. COVID-19 spreads easily from person to person, mainly by the following routes. Between people who are in close contact with one another, that is within 6 feet, through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs, sneezes, breathes, or sings, or talks. Respiratory droplets cause infection when they are inhaled or deposited on mucous membranes, such as those that line the inside of the nose and the mouth. And people who are infected but do not have symptoms can also spread the virus to others. And then they have here a list of less common ways that COVID-19 can spread. Under certain circumstances, for example, when people are in enclosed spaces with poor ventilation, COVID-19 can sometimes be spread by airborne transmission. And COVID-19 spreads less commonly through contact with contaminated surfaces. So what they're saying here in this article is that everyone should be careful to wash their hands. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you have been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. It's especially important to wash before eating or preparing food, before touching your face, after using the restroom, after leaving a public place, after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing, after handling your mask, after changing a diaper, after caring for someone sick, after touching animals or pets. Now, of course, I would imagine that these methods being put forward here are things that we would have been doing before COVID-19, but I believe it is useful that they say it over again so that you'll realize how important this is. Continuing, it says, if soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all surfaces of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, your nose, or your throat with unwashed hands. And then another symptom here says that we should avoid close contact. Inside your home, avoid close contact with people who are sick. If possible, maintain 6 feet between the person who is sick and another household member. All right? Outside your home, put 6 feet of distance between yourself and people who don't live in your household. Remember that some people without symptoms may be able to spread the virus. Stay at least 6 feet from other people. Keeping distance from others is especially important for people who are at higher risk of getting very sick. Cover your mouth and nose with a mask when around others. Masks help prevent you from getting or spreading the virus. You could spread COVID-19 to others even if you do not feel sick at all. And then it continues to say everyone should wear a mask in public settings and when around people who don't live in your household, especially when other social distancing measures are difficult to maintain. Masks should not be placed on young children under the age of 2, anyone who has trouble breathing or is unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise unable to remove the mask without assistance. Do not use a mask meant for a healthcare worker. Currently, surgical masks and N95 respirators are critical supplies that should be reserved for healthcare workers and other first responders. Continue to keep about 6 feet between yourself and others. The mask is not a substitute for social distancing. Now, as I said before, I thought I would share this information with you today as a reminder of where we are standing, and we see the second rising, or perhaps this would be the third rising, of the intensity of this disease that seems to be flowing all over the place, all over the world. And of course, this second article from the CDC goes through much of what we have read in the very first article we shared today, like cleaning and disinfecting your circumstances and your hands, etc., making sure that you cover your mouth and when you're coughing or that sort of stuff. But here's the last thing I'd like to share that I see here in the CDC's report. It says, monitor your health daily. Be alert for symptoms. Watch for fever, cough, shortness of breath, or other symptoms. Especially important if you're running essential errands, going into the office or workplace, and in settings where it may be difficult to keep a physical distance of 6 feet. Take your temperature if symptoms develop. Don't take your temperature within 30 minutes of exercising or after taking medications that could lower your temperature, like some of the medication that you have to take. All right. So this is what I thought I would share with you today. And I want you to know that we are perhaps entering into, as I said before, either the second or the third phase of this situation. And you notice that all of the nations all over the world are being affected in pretty much the same way. Sometimes when people think that they've gotten over the problems that they faced,
They come back and they try to fix it. It doesn't work out that way.
So let us make sure that we do everything we know how to do in order to not pass on or absorb this critical disease that we have pervading the entire world today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to protect us. We know that we depend on you for healing and protection. But Lord, help us to be consistent in doing everything that we know how to do so that we will stand with you and be not to blame for giving anyone else that illness that we might have or without knowing that we have it, or because of carelessness, absorbing it ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, December the 5th, 2020.